welcome to Sporovcast, the English language Sporovka but no podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
I'm the 25th health minister this year.
Are you? Is it your turn?
Must be.
Have they drawn the ball out of the big bowl and it's got your name on it?
I relish the task.
Good, yes.
Somebody's got to do it. That's what it feels like, doesn't it?
Yeah. So that's what's happening here. Health ministers are go-go. There is talk that there will be live sport with people back at the end of April. I'll believe that when I see it.
I think that this is ambitious. But what definitely is happening is we are getting no more curfew.
Yes.
From Monday.
Yes, that's true. The live sport thing, by the way, is for 300 people or fewer, isn't it? 300 spectators or fewer, so...
Hardly worth it.
Like, I was thinking maybe the local games will be back, but the season's been kiboshed for the whole season, so mm-hmm. There's no point in them playing. So, yeah, rather a token gesture, but, you know, it is what it is. We'll see.
Progress.
Yep, progress. Need a corn.
Indeed.
So what have we got for you today? We've got a look back at Slavia Prague. I believe that's how it's pronounced.
Slaviathan.
Yes. Slavia truffle. We've got your hot or nots. We've got your beers of the podcasts. I don't know why I'm pluralising.
There's just one.
Yes. And we've got previews of Ceska Budějovice and the horse boys of Pardubice, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did them.
You got your preparation done?
Yeah, just about. Just about.
Good. So we'll have a little musical sting and then we'll talk about the boys from Prague. So Slavia came to town last Sunday evening. It was the last game of the weekend, or of the, you know, traditional weekend anyway.
The first game of the week, one might say.
Yes, possibly, yes. But yeah, it happened and it finished nil all.
Nothing each.
Yes, two popular ways to say nil-nil there. That's good. It was the first league game Slavia have failed to score in this season.
Really?
Yes, I think so. It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, they did have quite a few players out.
Yes.
Like, Sima was suspended, the racist wasn't there.
Collage obviously still got head knack.
Yes.
From the Rangers game. No Boril and Stanciu started on the bench, so it wasn't necessarily your absolute strongest first 11, and they started, and this will be very relevant later, because there was no Ondra Kolář, Matthias Wagner, 18-year-old, started in goal for Slavia. Mm-hmm. What a game it would be for him.
Eventful game. And it maybe didn't need to be such an eventful game. I think the first thing that probably needs to be said about this is sort of, I was incredibly confused by the team we put out.
Yes, Čermák returned for the first time in a long time.
Yes, I forgot he existed.
Yes, I thought we'd left him in the second division, but apparently not. Shampoo Boy started on one side, on the right-hand side. Texel, second start in two games for him.
Yes.
Drexler benched, and we had a back three of Pernica, Hlavica, and Zoran!
Gajic.
So, yeah, an interesting lineup. And Berkovets back in goal,
yes.
Of course.
I sort of looked at it and I thought, it was a weird team. Maybe not as weird as the team we put out the other week against Shibram.
Yeah.
But still, it was quite
slightly
a bizarre
odd
one.
Yeah.
And then you just look over, even with all the players out at the Slavia, you know, starting 11, and you go, well, it's going to be a pumping.
Yeah, and for the first 15 minutes it was.
Yeah.
Couldn't get a touch.
Yeah, there were three. Could have been 3-0 up in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly, yeah. Didn't get out of our half, did we? Mm-hmm. They were just, they're a different class, man. Like, even with all those players out, they're a different class.
It's just the way they hold up the ball, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, for 15 minutes it was Slavia all the way. Kuchta getting the best chance, a ball from Alex Barr. On the right, blocked by a recovering Honza Hlavica. And as you say, they could very well have been 3-0 up until on 18 minutes we finally get it out of our half, and it's a sort of a longish ball knocked for Hladík, whose job clearly was just chase lost causes all day.
Yeah.
And this is his first chance to do so. Matthias Wagner, in a massive rush of blood to the head, comes hurtling out of his goal. Lavitzer is going towards the edge and the kind of corner of the 18-yard box. There are two defenders in hot pursuit, and he's not heading towards the goal, but out comes Wagner, goes straight through him.
Yep.
Initially, the ref gives a yellow card, which we sort of, I sort of thought, okay, fair, actually. It's early on and he's not going towards goal. He is in front of the two defenders, but...
I agree with that. Did it stop me? Did it stop me pointing at the TV and going, he's got to go?
No, absolutely not. No. So, yeah, the yellow card comes out and everyone kind of went, yeah, okay, fair enough. Interesting, but yeah, fair enough. And then it's VAR'd.
I mean, I love, and then it's VAR'd, because this always happens with us.
Yeah.
There's about to be something, like a free kick or a throw-in.
Or a penalty.
And then people just start standing about for a while and nobody says anything. Commentators don't say anything. And then about a minute and a half later, like, a referee's just like doing his sort of like welcome to Burger King headset thing.
Hand to the ear, yeah.
And then it goes to the, and you're just like, your first impression of it from a Zbrojovka perspective is, all right, how are they going to find a way to overrule this?
Yes, yeah, exactly. That's what we were saying, weren't it? Like, I bet, is this a rescind that yellow card?
Okay. We were offside or something. It's always the same. And actually...
Yes, it changes it from a yellow to a straight red.
Which felt a bit harsh, but we have had fucking very few breaks from VAR this season, so I will absolutely take it.
Yes. And he was virtually in tears, wasn't he? Bless him.
You kind of felt for him.
Yeah.
I mean, I was laughing at him, but like after the game, you kind of feel for him.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was just, you know, I was hoping it just ruined his day at that point, because I was still in that sort of mood where you go immediately from, all right, well, so... You know, we've got free kick down to 10 men. They're going to have to bring on a keeper, take somebody else off to, oh, we're going to lose to 10 men, aren't we?
Yeah. It was Jan Hromada, who was the man sacrificed, and Kovar, not Kolar, but Kovar, their 35-year-old former number one keeper, lumbers his way onto the pitch.
Very telling, by the way, that they took off a defender rather than an attacking player.
Yeah, it went to a 3-1-4-1, wasn't it? Yeah. that it turned into, with their wide midfielders doing the sort of covering work on the flanks. Kovar comes on to replace Jan Hromada, and almost his first action was to get turned inside out by Ondra Pachlotnik, who breaks free down the left-hand side about 2 or 3 minutes later, rounds the goalkeeper, but is like on the goal line next to the post with defenders recovering. So he does absolutely the right thing, which is plays it back to the onrushing Jan Hladík, who takes a sort of scuffed touch and then hits it straight into an onrushing defender who's covering. But that was a great chance. That was the chance of the first half, wasn't it?
Well, for us.
For us, yeah. Almost immediately after that, Lukáš Provod has a free kick, which Berkovets does incredibly well to tip round his far post. Lukáš Provod's left foot was a problem
for us
the entire game.
He was comfortably Slavia's best player.
I think that's why they gave him different coloured shirt numbers.
Yeah, that was a strange one, didn't it?
Really bizarre. Everyone else had red shirt numbers and name. He had yellow. Either, you know, brought the wrong shirt or something. That was weird.
I mean, he was. I think in terms of attack-minded player, Slavia's best player. That it was actually, despite some moments, it was actually a reasonably quiet game for like Olyinka.
Yes. Yeah. He looked quite isolated. I think it didn't help when they went to a back three because he had to do a lot of shuttling up and down the wing to sort of cover off that side. It was him and Barr on that side. But Barr kind of slotting in to be the third of three centre-halves where nominally he's a right-back. So we kept Olejinka pretty quiet. We had a couple of penalty shouts. Pachlotnik on half an hour where actually he just fell over Rusek, really. It was a coming together of centre half and Rusek's ankles. Yeah, we make it to half time. It's 0-0. Come back out for the second half. We have another penalty shout on 55. Hladik is fouled by Kacharaba. It's not a penalty either.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
59 minutes. Shampoo Boy whistles a shot just over. He had a good game, actually.
That was Zahmenski's best game in a Brno shirt by a long way.
Timotei. Yeah, he was good. He provided the balance for Morovets that we've been lacking. We've had Morovets as a kind of bombing forward wing back, and the other side it's been either Stefanovski, who has gone off the boil and he's old, and we've needed somebody on the right because Pachlotnik's not a defender. You know, we need just a shuttler down that side, and Zahomensky made a very good case for he might be that person. So, and it also means Pachlotnik's free to play through the middle, which we like, don't we?
Yeah, yet again he was in the middle, and he was our best player.
He was player of the week. League's player of the week.
Or was he actually?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Doesn't
Pachlotnik, that is, not Shampoo Boy.
No, I mean, the thing about Zahomensky is that you're right that he does make a good case for himself there, but he has to make a good case for himself next week and the week after, because honestly, before this, he's been pretty dreadful. Particularly if you look at the cup game where we went crashing out at to Teplice.
Oh God, yeah,
he was useless.
Yeah, he looked like he'd never kicked a football in his life. So,
which is usually the sort of the bar that we do where we bring in players.
Yeah,
was Nitra, was he?
I can't remember, somewhere in Slovakia, but I can't remember exactly where. Someone like Rujan Barok or somebody.
It wasn't Rujan Barok. He wasn't. He wasn't the big two. He wasn't Danube.
He wasn't Danube Wednesdays. No. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he had a decent game.
Yeah.
Slavia have their own penalty claim on 70th minutes. 70th minutes in the 70th minute, Zima claims a penalty and it's VAR'd. And it's not a penalty.
Yeah.
Incredibly.
I thought it would. It plays tricks on you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because you're like looking at it, it's just like, no
it was
way.
Never a penalty.
There's no way it's a penalty.
And also, what was quite interesting was Zima goes over, ref instantly waves it away, and then looks slightly annoyed that he's told to go and look at it again. He was absolutely convinced. It was actually a decent refereeing performance. This was Pavel Orel refereeing one of the younger refs in the league. He's only 33. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when he was told to go and VAR that, he genuinely looked slightly miffed, went over, watched it sort of twice, and went, see, told you. Yeah.
We've got Slavia Prague trying to dive to beat us.
Exactly, we're at that stage. Yeah. 80 minutes, Fila comes on for the yet again fairly ineffective Rusek. Fila manages three chances in the 10 minutes he's on. Almost nicks a winner, his best chances at the very, very end is there's a header that's slightly behind him as he's jumping, and it sort of scuds wide of the post. But
yeah, the malaise continues for Tonda Rusek.
Yeah, poor sod. But still, you know, again, Fila's making a case to be starting in place of Rusek at the moment. Yeah, maybe
I think that is what should be happening.
Yeah. Again, like, you know, we've said this quite a lot, but we didn't think of all our forwards, you know, Division 3's Jan Hladík would be the person to actually step up to this league. But his kind of willing chasing every ball down has come in very, very useful. You know, hasn't scored a lot, but is a scurrier, offers that. And if we can get Fila firing, that would be half decent. All in all, 0-0, even against 10-man Slavia, decent result.
I thought so. Some people were really annoyed at this game. Really annoyed at how we weren't able to beat a team with 10 men having 75 minutes or so.
But it's Slavia with 10 men, which is like any other team with 11.
Well, it's not. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even put it down to that. I would just put it down to that we are a tragic football club, right?
Yeah.
We have real problems doing the things that a football club should be doing, like, you know, scoring goals. So this I mean, even, you know, one of the big defenders of Zbrojovka Brno, Tom Danchek on Twitter, was sort of like, oh, it should have, you know, time is running out. It should have been, you know, it should have been 3 points and that's it. And it's like, wow, if we're putting this down to, we're down because we, you know, got a 0-0 with Slavia, who are, we are unbeaten against this season.
Yeah.
Mental.
Yeah. It's not these games that are going to fuck us.
No, it's going to
that
be...
That is a good point.
It's going to be next. It's going to be next week. It's,
and
it's
the week after week that. After, yeah.
And actually, it was 2 weeks ago as well.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
Yeah, so it's all those other ones in between where we are not losing to good teams. We're drawing or losing to crap teams.
And yes, exactly.
That's been the absolute story of the season. And that's why watching Zbrojovka right now just does seem to be a bit of a chore. But this was a very watchable game.
It was. It was one of the most entertaining nil-nils I've seen for a long time, actually. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, and you know, as people who are used to watching nil-nils, this is yeah, this is definitely can't be understated. But I mean, what can you do more than try and take the confidence of that into next, you know, the next games? And remember that the last time that we went undefeated against one of the big Prague teams, we went down anyway.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, enough of that. We're going to come on to the games this coming weekend and the next weekend later on in the show. But up next, hot and ebo not. Hot or Not is here again, it's time to discuss a bunch of things that happened since you last heard from us. We've got a list of points to make, of thoughts to give and thoughts to take, so do your best to stay awake and we'll give you the upshot of what's hot or not. Here we go, here we go. Hot or not. I told you it was a long one. Any ideas?
Is that you?
That's me. Yeah.
No idea.
No?
No.
I can give you the band.
Go on.
It's Blur. It's early Blur.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. It's Sunday Sunday by Blur.
Okay.
In honour of all of our next few games coming on a Sunday.
Oh, very good. Oh, that's quite good. That's I don't mind that, actually. It's a good link.
Yeah, there we go.
Again, writing lyrics to related to Hot or Not is becoming your forte.
Forte, indeed. I have got, turning the pages here, one hot and two knots this week. Have you just got one of each?
I've got my pair.
One of each, all right. I'll give you a knot for...
Give me a knot and then...
My first knot was one that I wrote, in fact, just after the last episode, so it's a little bit dated right now.
Uh-huh.
And it is A.D. Boothroyd and the quote-unquote toughest job in football.
A.D. Boothroyd, he's the definition of like wage thief.
Yeah, right. So if you don't know this, this is England under-21's abject failure yet again.
How is he still in this job?
This is the thing. Anyway, we absolutely crashed out of whatever it was we were... We lost
Euros.
To... Yeah, we lost to Andorra, or we drew with Andorra, I think. And, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, so, well, it was, you crashed out of the actual finals, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, before that, you drew with Andorra. I remember that. I showed you quite excitedly on the...
And, okay, fair enough, some of the... people who are registered for the under-21s are in the senior squad, but we should have enough to beat Andorra. You know what I mean?
You'd like, think.
And, right, A.D. Boothroyd claims the England under-21 manager's job is the quote-unquote toughest job in football. A, that's bollocks. And B, I really would like to know, when players rock up for under-21 duty, these are... players, bear in mind, that day in, day out, are learning their football under Pep Guardiola, Thomas Tuchel, Jurgen Klopp, Stefano Pioli, in the case of your boy who's at Milan now. When they rock up and it's, wow, Adrian Boothroyd, I wonder what pearls of wisdom we're going to get from him. Unbelievable.
Biggest job in his career is like Northampton Town or something like that. Or was he Watford for a bit?
He was Watford for a bit, yeah. Yeah, Northampton and
Miscellaneous.
Yeah, Misc, exactly. Yeah, that's my first knot anyway. So give
that's
me
fair.
Give me something from...
Do you want a hot or not?
I don't mind. You go. You choose.
Okay, so my... do I even have this written down? Okay, I mean, mine aren't particularly exciting. My hot is the possible crowds at the Euros.
Ooh, yes, okay.
So there was... the Scottish government has granted permission for 12,000 to be attending games at Hampden for the Euros, which constitutes, I believe, 25% of the stadium's capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, just before these plans need to be submitted to UEFA in order to try and get approved to basically make sure that we get this competition held. And if the Scottish government's allowing that, then I think it shows a good sign that other various jurisdictions might be able to follow suit as well.
In England, the League Cup final is being used as a test case.
Uh-huh.
They're letting, I think, 8,000 people in for the League Cup final.
You need to, though, because Spurs really need to shift some of that merchandise.
Yeah, the you know, DVD of Eric Lamella's, you know, Rabona the other week. That's
selling
like hotcakes.
To be fair, that is a unbelievably good goal. It's fantastic. It's better than that bicycle kick that was going around the internet a few days ago Italy or whatever. Like, no, I really love that goal. It's so good.
Fair enough. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
For Rabona.
There is nothing funny about the word Rabona. I will give you a hot. This is a hot just because it's quite sort of, you know, beautiful, poetic justice. Have you heard of Industria Galda de Joss?
I liked the early work, but then, you know, after the third album, I really, you know, wasn't so interested.
I'm taking that as a no then.
No, of course.
They are a Romanian third tier side.
Can I get that name again, please?
Industria Galda de Joss, or Joss. I'm not sure what a J is in Romanian. Is it hard or soft? I don't know.
It's a letter.
Yeah.
I think it's a... I'm not even going to guess.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So them.
I've not heard of them.
For an April Fool's joke, they collaborated with the local newspaper to run a story saying they had sacked their manager, who had only been in charge for 3 games. They'd brought him in like late March. He'd been in charge 3 games. He'd lost all 3 games. Yeah. So this was actually the club decided what would be funny is if we ran an April Fool's piece about the fact that he lost his job after 3 games. The coach did not find this funny and never returned.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so that was, yeah. Bit of sweet, sweet so
that's,
justice
that's
there.
That's one done well then.
Yeah. So
so if you do hire a manager around April and you actually want to get rid of him, you think wasn't really a good idea, get on your local
paper, yeah, and he'll just, you know, leave in a huff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
Good.
Do you have a knot?
Topical one. So my knot is Vysočina Jihlava.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So Jihlava, you may remember, went down with us. Season 17-18, mm-hmm. when we went to our wee sojourn down to the, I say wee sojourn, we're going back, down to the second tier.
We enjoyed it so much, we're going there again.
And of course, one of the teams that in the, you know, at least that first season, got up was Jihlava. Jihlava looked pretty good, they looked sharp, beat us very convincingly, I think it was the second game of the, or the first game of the season. And they, unfortunately, you know, lost in the playoff against Karvina.
Mm.
And then, of course, the season after that, we documented as well on this podcast that just absolute collapse of that team. Like, the arse fell completely out of them. I think they went on something like a 9-game winless streak after we came back from the winter break. Mm. And they were like 5 points, I think 5 points ahead of us in second at the time. And then they ended up finishing fifth or some such. And it was just really a joke. Then they ended up getting rid of most of their first team squad, including really good players like Stander Kolbasa and so on.
He's still there, actually.
Is he?
Yeah.
Who went? No. Who? Someone went to Zizkov, and I think someone went to Hrudim.
Yeah, I can't remember who, but yeah, it was an absolute fire sale. They lost most of their squad, didn't they?
Yeah, and they seemed to start really averagely this season, and just have gone on just, you know, some really bad results to the point that they're now in the relegation zone.
Yeah.
grid by grid, at least. So I mean, they are 13th to 14th with 16 points, which is the same as Master Borsko and Blansko, with Trinets only a point ahead. The problem is that Blansko look like decent. They're turning the corner a little
they've
bit.
Got, they've got points in them, Blansko.
Three games without conceding a goal. Like they could. I think they're. I would back them to stay in the division.
Yeah, me
I think
too. Because realistically, it's one relegation place. Because
well, Slavoj Vyšehrad have something like 5 points.
They're dead and gone. So like it's two to go down, and one of them is Vyšehrad.
The big problem is, and this is how you want a 6-pointer to be. By the way, when you had Taborsko against Slavoj at the weekend, and Taborsko won 4-0, that's the sort of reaction you want. And what's going to be really interesting is that Trinets play Jihlava tomorrow, which is Friday. So that's going to be a really interesting game. And it's heating up there. I would be sore to see them go down it's one of my favourite away games.
Yeah.
Dames? away days with games.
Mm-hmm.
And if we are going to go down a division, I'd like it to be as tolerable as possible, please.
Yeah, and that's one of the ones that makes it very tolerable. Easy to get to, nice town, good ground.
Pubs.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're, of course, going to be going anywhere, but...
But yeah.
I'd like to think that we might be.
Big lad dressed as a hedgehog.
It's just a good mascot.
It is.
It's just a good mascot. I'm very into it. I don't know why I'm obsessed with the You Love a Mascot, but he's there.
Yeah. Yes, good not. Sad not, actually, but yeah, there you go.
By the way, did I actually tell you about that time that I just turned up to a Jihlava game? It was like a cup game against Slavia, just for a laugh.
Exactly. The and first then, time you saw the hedgehog.
Yeah, and then the hedgehog at halftime was basically like he wasn't saying anything, like he was keeping kayfabe, as one might say in professional wrestling. But like all his mates and stuff like that would just keep going up to him, just be like, "Ciao, Honzo," and stuff like that. It's just like great.
Honzo the hedgehog. Or Jan Ježek. It works.
Oh, very good.
It works both ways.
Very good.
See, not just a pretty face, not even a pretty face. Right, I've got.
don't feed him bread and milk; it dries him out.
Right, I've got my last knot.
Go on.
And it's poor old Mats Hummels.
Oh yes.
Do you know this story? No. Yes. No.
Sorry, I was drinking a beer there.
Are you aware of this?
If I say yes, do we just move on?
No.
Okay. No.
Well, this actually happened on March 20th, but it only came to light yesterday, I think. Mats Hummels is back at Borussia Dortmund, and on March 20th, they played away against Erste FC Köln, and they drew 2-2. They left Mats Hummels behind at the stadium. Team bus left and they left Mats Hummels behind. He had to catch a lift with a stadium staffer to get back to Dortmund. Because,
Are they that far apart?
Hour and a quarter driving. They're not that far apart. But,
terrible.
Like, you know, the sort of primary school style buddy scheme didn't work. He didn't have anyone to hold hands with and he just got left behind. Poor guy.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I just thought it was quite funny. I always, as well, so...
I always like that tweet where that Rangers fan was convinced that they were signing Hummels, and it was actually the club just saying that they had got Hummel as their their designer for the strips.
Yeah, so that's hot or not over with. We are now going to look at. You've got a preview, don't you?
I have previews.
Yes. Do you want to do one? Then we'll do a beer of the podcast.
I
and then
think
we'll do,
that would be pertinent.
And then we'll do some horses.
So this is now a Patty Smith podcast.
So Cheska Budějovice coming up after this break. This section of Zbrojovcast is brought to you by WEDOS, proud sponsors of the WEDOS Derby.
WEDOS Derby!
So that was a nice corporate bit of sponsorship, wasn't it?
If you'd like to sponsor Zbrojovcast,
we'll do your jingle and everything.
Please get in touch.
We're not sponsored by WEDOS, but everyone else seems to be.
About two teams.
Yeah.
Two teams in a stadium.
Two stadiums?
I don't know. I think
do Weros sponsor Chavez Arena as well? I have no idea if they do or not. To be honest,
the air quotes.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Well, it is the
Nastreletska Ostrov Arena.
It is the second time, I believe, that the Weddos Derby is being
the historic Weddos Derby.
The first time, of course, you'll remember that Patrick Brantner just absolutely tore us a new one.
Yeah.
In a 3-1 game, which was a fascinating spectacle, actually. We went down 2-0, got actually quite into it in the second half. We thought we were actually a better team in the second half, pulled one back and then just went for broke and then just conceded a third.
Then it broke, yeah.
They're a curious team, Ceska Budějovice.
They have been for a number of years now. You never know which Chebe is going to turn up, do you? Yeah.
This is true. Yeah, I wish I knew what team was going to turn up before, you know, I go on that 5-hour train journey to get down to the city to watch Brno. But yeah, they had a really poor start to the season, and we were thinking that this is probably going to be one of our main competitors and, you know, who's going to go for the drop. And then, of course, by the time that they play Zbrojovka, they start doing this, you know, the 6-game unbeaten run,
yeah,
which included, I think, drawing Pilsen, beating Sparta,
mm-hmm,
doing all these fun and games. And then they ended up losing to Jablonec, you know, after this run. Obviously no shame there. Jablonec are a really good team. Then they went on another 6-game unbeaten run. But, you know, since then it's been a little bit of a weird sort of dip in form, like a really curious loss to Opava, a really weird 3-1 defeat at home to Mladá Boleslav, if you'll remember,
yeah,
where it was, I believe, one each going into like the 95th minute.
Yeah, and Boleslav scored twice in a minute or so. Yeah, yeah, it was bizarre, wasn't
yeah
it?
they got 3-0 pumping off Zlín, which I think was last week or the week before, and Zlín are not really that great shakes this season. So, you know, what do you do, I suppose? Well, you add new players, right?
Yeah. And yes.
Okay. I mean, there's some interesting ones, I must say. So there's Marko Alvir, who's a 26-year-old Croatian attacking mid, who had 8 sub appearances for Viktoria Pilsen.
Okay.
Ooh. But 9 starts for Budějovice since he's come on loan. You also have Jonáš Weiss, who plays in a very similar role, and he's also a Pilsen guy,
mm-hmm,
but spent the first half of the season on loan to Příbram. So you might remember him for his 3 minutes on the pitch in our 1-1 draw.
I do not remember him for that.
He's an absolute off the bench, option for Dinamo, mm-hmm, that no one's really playing him. The one that people will actually know from this one, and this could actually be an interesting bit of business, is Dami Diop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Dami Diop, who is, you know, notionally a centre forward, his record's okay. He's like a 1-3, so 27 goals, 93 apps. Did you know that he has a grand total of 1 cap for Senegal?
Oh, that's nice.
Which is part of a 2-2 draw in Colombia against Colombia in Buenos Aires.
Oh,
so there you go.
That's now half the number that Abdullah Sima has. He got his first 2 caps in the over the international break. It's good for him.
I would go out on a limb and say that Abdallah Sima is a better player
than Dami Diop. Yes.
Just got a feeling. That,
controversial opinion, yeah. I know, but
he's known for basically having 3 clubs here. Like, he was at Slavia at the start, and he got like a handful of appearances, and then he was he played like 62-63 times for Banik Ostrava. And then had a season with Zlín.
Mm-hmm.
So he does know this league. He's an interesting option. Like, I noticed that they are playing him as a lone striker in like a 4-2-3-1
mm-hmm,
sort of deal. So it could be an interesting game. Now, I don't really have any fun stats about this one, despite the fact that Weddos Derby is going into its second and potentially last ever meeting if Weddos do deem that this league is so massively fucked up with VAR and corruption that they can't in good conscience sponsor it,
mm-hmm,
as per that press release. But we need to win this. We need to win stuff now.
Yeah.
This is going a bit too, you know, it's going a bit too much, really. We are 4 points.
4 points.
4 points between us and Mladá Boleslav.
and yeah, and safety. So
yes, so that it's going to be a really crucial game. My question to you on this would be, how would you like to see us maybe line up and go for it, bearing in mind how you saw us play on Sunday night?
As I alluded to earlier, I'd like to see Fila start in place of Rusek. I think Texel's been half decent since he started the last two games. He's been pretty good. He scored against Privram, and he's he adds a bit of a calm head in the middle that we have sort of been missing a little bit. I wouldn't mind Timotei starting again.
I would like to see Timotei starting. He can always come off in that sense.
I mean, I would. Nothing against Slavica, but I'd switch him out for Drexler. I'm not entirely sure why that wasn't a thing. But Pernitz, Gajic, and Drexler as a back three, if we insist on continuing with the back three that I assume we are, seems decent enough now that Gajic seems to have played his way back into form and the manager's good books.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But yeah, just to sort of underpin this, how important this game is, because we have, as we've said, we've got to them on Sunday. Then the Sunday after, we have a game against Pardubice, which are two no slouches, let's say. We're 4 points from Mladá Boleslav. Mladá Boleslav's next two games is their away to Teplice, who are directly above them by 2 points. And then when the week after, they are at home to Opava. So are really...
They're very winnable for Boleslav.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And if Boleslav are, you know, Boleslav, we've said this before, they score goals, they concede a lot, but then you have a team like, you know, Opava that I think the way they play football is really nice, Opava.
It is, yeah.
But they just don't score.
Yeah.
So this is a really bad combination, especially for us. And if you look to the future, we have got... You know,
we've got Teplice at home to come. We've got
Teplice at home, which is going to be at the end of April, and then the big encounter with Mladá Boleslav will be the second week in May. A lot of our games that I would say are winnable ones are sort of interspersed with ones that I think are sort of tricky. So for every...
We've got Sparta away to come still, I think.
We've got Sparta away at the last game of the season.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Which is going to be, you know, we could be dead by then. But the week before is our home game with Opava.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be... If we get to that stage and we still have a chance, then I'd be absolutely thrilled. The problem for us is we just don't have a chance of a run, really, I think, with some of these. So you have Budějovice, Pardubice... I think these are potentially winnable games. But then you're away to Slovácko, who have just had a really brilliant
great season.
We seem to have the absolute, you know, hoodoo when we play Teplice. So we've got them at home at least.
Yeah.
But then again, after that, you're away to Banik Ostrava. Generally don't do
getting
well in Ostrava.
From that, yeah.
Home to Mladá Boleslav, that's sort of a winnable one. Away to Slovan Liberec.
Yeah.
Home to Opava, away to Sparta.
Yeah.
So we just... It's going to really be grab them while you can.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'll probably know by the time that we maybe record the next podcast or the one after, we'll pretty much know where the cards lay. Is that a word? A term? Where the cards fell? I don't know.
Where the cards have fallen, I suppose.
Well, not if we're Dune.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Talking of getting things down, do you want a beer of the podcast?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know why I did a pause there. I would like a beer, yeah.
Good.
I brought it for drinking.
Good. Let's do that.
And we're back with Beer of the Podcast. So, what I'm supposed to do is I'm supposed to say... Beer of the Podcast. And then the music comes in.
That's right, like this. That's very red. What's that?
It's incredibly red. It is from Siberia.
Siberia.
Yes, and I bought this only because on the front it says sorbet exclamation mark.
So it does.
Or because it's been split into three, like that Run DMC thing. Sorbet, which could very easily be a Hong Kong betting conglomerate that sponsors another Premier League team. So this is a raspberry sorbet sour ale.
Right.
Now I like a raspberry. I like a raspberry beer. I like a cherry beer. I like beer with fruit. So this is going to be kind of fun.
I've never heard of a sorbet sour, I've got to say.
Sorbets did it for me. Like, if it was just a raspberry sour, I might have maybe still got it anyway. But this one was like sorbet.
Yeah.
Sorbet, you bet. 4.4, 11. It's
nice.
11.
Yeah.
So it should have a bit about it. Yeah, not much to say. I mean, reasonably well known in the sort of crafty
Siberia,
scene. So it is incredibly red, though, isn't it?
It really is. It's one of the reddest things I've ever seen.
It's got a real red, like you just think it's red cola if they didn't have the sort of the head on it.
Yeah,
it's a really white head actually as well. A lot of these ones tend to be pink, but I've got really high hopes for this one just because it looks ace.
Yeah, it smells like sweet, but not like sort of cloyingly sweet. Yeah, it's very smells nice. Well, let's have a go on this. Cheers. And ooh,
sour.
It is. Tastes a little bit like washing up liquid.
You reckon?
Yeah. A little bit. It's like, it's very aggressively sour at the start, then it goes a little bit watery for me. What do you think?
I see what you mean. When I think of sorbet, I think of kind of zingy and sweet, and it doesn't really have that for
me.
Would I buy this for the colour alone? Maybe. It's a fun one, but
yeah,
we've had a lot better sours on this podcast, haven't we?
I'm not massively impressed, I've got to say.
I'm going through a real patch, aren't I? I've had a couple of really non-plus ones. For the price, this might be one to avoid. This was £155.
That's a lot for what it is.
Yeah, it's sorbet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I just think there's a lot of...
nice label, though. Lovely label. It is good. I like that it's got these, like, highlighted, sparkly bits. I'm pointing at the label with a pen, listener. You can't see that, but I am pointing at sections of the label.
I mean, we'll probably discuss this when we have a grand, end of season review or whatever. But I'm assuming that we're both kind of aligned on the fact that the blueberry cupcake is still leading in the beer of the podcast
absolutely.
For this season, right?
Yeah,
that is. It's a wonderful pint.
Yeah.
So
different level, that one.
It's unreal, because it just tasted exactly how it...
Yeah, exactly like cupcakes.
Yeah, but this doesn't taste exactly like raspberry sorbet.
No.
So there you go. As a bonus aside, by the way, you've also been drinking the Fox Cider.
Which is
a proper name, doesn't it?
Yabloko,
which I believe is Orchard Thieves, but... for the Czech market, because it's the same logo as Orchard Thieves, but this is their apricot cider.
Yes. It's tried it a little bit earlier and you said it tasted like strawberry bootlaces. Mm-hmm. not the fizzy ones, the slightly greasy cheapy strawberry bootlaces.
Yeah.
And you're right, yes, it doesn't really taste of apricot very much at all, but that doesn't mean it's not quite pleasing.
Yeah. If you actually just swapped them over, I think you'd be sort of more in line with your expectation, wouldn't you? Like,
yes.
If you poured out that, you know,
yes.
and that was the sorbet and the other one was the cider. So
yeah.
There we go.
Yes. Shall we talk about Pardubitzer?
Yes, I will.
Yes.
This is a very heavy section, actually.
It is. Yeah. Well, that's always good.
It's my time to shine, baby.
Certainly is. So, we haven't got two tickets to Paderbice. They're coming here.
Yes.
Those Paderbitzians. The boys from the... Bitzer.
Paddock.
Yeah.
Yes. Incredibly, they're seventh, Paderbitzer. This is the team that came up with us as champions of the...
A very
the,
stable
second
team.
Here. Hey! There we go. Beat Sigma last week, so Sigma are having a bit of a weird season though as well. Less impressively, drew with Boleslav and lost to Opava. So apparently we're playing the teams that these terrible teams lose to. or win even. It is worth pointing out, and this is my entire previews is based on this because I didn't have too much time to write this one because of work, that they're the lowest scoring team outside of the top three, outside of the bottom three.
Huh. How's their defense? Is it very, very good?
Reasonably resolute. They're a -7 on
so
the grid.
So that's one of those where they're sort of like scraping wins and taking the odd scudding then.
Yeah, well, they've conceded 31, 32,
mm-hmm.
and they've scored 24.
Yeah.
So 31, yeah. So, I mean, they don't really get thrashed by anyone, though, really. They do things like they lose 2-1 and they, you know, sometimes win 2-0. And they get quite a few draws. And there's not been that much activity for them mid-season anyway in terms of the transfer market, because if you've come
They had a very solid first half of the season anyway. And it was one of those where the teams at the bottom were so and are still so tragic. You finish the first half of the season in, whatever, 8th. Mm-hmm. Or whatever they were, and you go, you know what, we're probably fine. Yeah.
I believe in the meme list, which is Chris Boothroyd's predictions. I'm sorry if I've got this mixed up, Chris. It might I believe it's true that part of it is that we're supposed to be going straight down at the bottom, whereas we were to finish 10th.
Yeah.
So, boy, they've also got Everton. I still like Everton.
Yes,
And they've got Mikhail Chlavati and Emil Tischler, who I think is a really good player. So I mean, it's a short preview because of various commitments and the fact that talking up part of it depresses me a little bit.
Yeah, they're kind of. I got into a slight discussion on Facebook with that Greek lad who follows us for reasons.
Yeah.
And
he keeps asking all these things, and it's like you can find it on the internet.
Yeah, but yeah, I was comparing the plight of Zvorovka to Pardubice because they came up with us, as you said, and them having a new stadium approved and will now be built. It looks like, and just them being a club with a short, medium, and long term plan, as it seems, the support of ownership and the city behind them being just a small but well-run club compared to the absolute clown car that Zbrojovka is. You know, like, if you have a small but decent group of players who play as a team and have a manager that seems to know what he's doing and a board that back that manager and can finish mid-table as they appear to be doing on their first season up, with a new stadium, a new smallish, sensible size stadium in the pipeline, you know, if a good player or a decent player had the choice between, for example, them and us, why would you choose us?
We'll pay more. But aside from that,
but
if you have ambition, probably not, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, and he made the, oh, but what about the history argument? History is bunk at this point. Like, you know, history didn't help Leeds some years ago, or Southampton, or Portsmouth, or Coventry, or Ipswich, or Sheffield Wednesday, or any or Villa, or Nottingham Forest, or any of those clubs.
Yeah,
history is nonsense.
Also for teams outside of England, but
yeah, but
I know what you mean.
But
yeah,
that was my point. Like,
and
you know, like people people bang the oh, but this club's got history drum. But if you're a player,
do it.
Surely, as within, you know, within any business, what you want is a job that will provide stability, a bit of money, and a bit of career progression, which Pardubice are in exactly the right place to do. So,
yeah, I mean, we've gone over this too big to go down stuff before, haven't we? We weren't too big to go down last time. We're going to go down again. There's, I think, one potentially off the list as well that wasn't mentioned is Newcastle, who are absolutely teetering on the top.
Yes.
Hearts and Hibs as well in Scotland. And, of course, everybody's favourite, the artist formerly known as Glasgow Rangers Football Club.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No,
Schalke,
absolutely
about to go as well.
Oh, yeah,
HSV already gone.
They're done.
Yeah.
HSV, who ended up going 3-0 up against Hanover, only to draw 3 each.
They might absolutely blow that title race
it's
as well.
It's really funny, because they did it last season in spectacular fashion as well, right?
And who is in second, perennial finishes near the top of the Zweite Bundesliga and never goes up, Greuther Fürth, who I would love just for the just for their weird, bizarre, like, let's take eight different pieces of stadium and throw them together to make a ground.
So look what Hradec Králové are probably going to be doing, right?
Yeah. Anyway, so this isn't the Bundesliga podcast. This is something else that I forget right now. But anyway, yeah, that's part of it, sir.
Yeah, really, really need 4 points in these two games.
Yeah.
To give us some sort of hope. Six would be great.
Yeah.
Three would be reasonably acceptable.
But something away at Chebe and beating part of it at home is really what
should be achievable.
Should be achievable.
Should have been something that we were looking to almost certainly do in May, when we were, going to come up. So we'll wait and see. I won't hold my breath. I will say whatever happens in Budějovice will, have a really big impact on how we fare against a part of Budějovice, who last time looked streets ahead of us.
Yeah, when we played them at...
not their stadium either.
Yeah, at the Dolly, then, yeah, they were very, very good indeed, weren't they? Yeah. Anyway, that will be it for this week. I think it was, that was it. One game, two previews and some bits and bobs.
Still almost got it to the hour.
Almost got it to the hour. The Blur song's quite short. It won't take it to the hour. But, thanks as ever for listening. Listener, wherever you are, whoever you are, cheers. Tell very much.
Follow us on the usual bits.
Yep, and we'll be back to entertain and, educate, inform and entertain at least possibly one of those in 2 weeks' time. Follow us on the socials for all the match updates and things. Otherwise, speak to you next time.
Bye.
Sunday here again, tidy and tired. You read the colour supplement, the TV guide. You dream of protein on a plate, regret you left it quite so late. Gather the family round the table to eat and have to sleep. Oh, the Sunday sleep. Sunday here again, a walk in the park. You meet an old soldier and talk of the past. Soon regrets are going out. It's your best bet. Then figure yourself to sleep.